In the name of the one who creates us, redeems us, and inspires us. Amen. Have you ever had a gut feeling? You know, deep down inside your gut, you know something is either right or something is wrong. Something you can't quite put your finger on, can't quite explain. But deep down inside yourself, you can feel it. You offer comfort to a friend who insists she's fine, but it turns out she's not. You have a strong feeling that your team will win the game, even against the odds. Feelings or reactions we can't immediately explain. You've also probably heard it said about someone, it sure takes a lot of guts to do that. I think about those people who act in courageous ways to help others. This past week, we had law enforcement officers running to people's aid in Alexandria. The London Fire Brigade in London on Wednesday. A friend, Kathy, who with her husband are foster parents to children on a regular basis. It takes a lot of guts. It's also a gut-wrenching ministry they offer. About Abraham and Sarah in our Old Testament story today, who were told they would conceive and bear a son, even though Abraham was 100 and Sarah was 91. And no wonder she laughed. And just think how old they would have been during Isaac's teenage years. A lot of guts to do that. And Mary, the chutzpah it took to know that she would bear the Son of God and even be able to say to the angel, "Let it be to me according to your word." And the guts it took for Jesus to do what he did for us on the cross. And have you ever been told that you just have to gut it out? Just to put up with it, deal with it. Hang in there. Don't complain, don't give up, and don't expect anything in return. Things that confront you that you didn't expect or choose. Illnesses, job changes or loss. Strained friendships, broken relationships, doing things you don't like to do, but have to. And maybe today you're just gutting out the sermon as well. But just gut it out is not a particularly helpful phrase at times, is it? Because it's so easy to become harassed and helpless like the crowds in our gospel story today. Jesus was on a roll, traveling to cities and villages, teaching and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom that wasn't even there yet, curing and healing disease and sickness. And he had a great following of harassed and helpless and upset people. They needed someone to help them, and they were like sheep without a shepherd. Have you ever felt that way? Running from place to place, from thing to thing, feeling as if you're on a treadmill, which you can't get off of, looking for some help and consolation, feeling overwhelmed as one news feed after another comes at you with upsetting stories of loss. It takes guts to stay afloat in our world today, and it takes guts to act on our gut feelings, to have guts and to gut it out, and it takes guts to get to the heart of the matter. But I need to explain something before I go on. Our gospel story today tells us that when Jesus saw the crowds, he had compassion for them. Compassion is a key word here. In English, it means to have sympathy or to bear or suffer with. But that just gets at part of it. I think the Greek meaning of the word gets right to the heart of it. The Greek word for had compassion comes from the word for bowels, or viscera, or inward parts, and it literally means to be moved as to one's bowels. The gut thing. It expresses a compassion that comes from the deepest part on one's being, The ancient peoples believed that the bowels or guts were the seat of love and compassion, of emotions, of personality at the deepest level. We would call it heartfelt compassion today. It refers to the changes in one's body chemistry and the sensations that can accompany any extreme emotion. Sort of like this: I feel empty without my spouse who died. I am sick to my stomach over what happened with my best friend. I have butterflies in my stomach before I get my solo over with. The gut has been called our second brain, even though our gut feelings originate in the brain to begin with. They're quickly communicated to our guts. The Greeks used the word to mean courage. So when we say a person has guts, we think that they're very brave and strong. See what I mean about compassion? This word for having compassion, having strong feelings for someone, appears only in the Synoptic Gospels, and it refers only to Jesus, who had compassion or guts for lepers, for blind people, for those who had lost loved ones, those who were possessed, and for the crowds that followed him. And we also see that same word for compassion used in the well-known parables of the Good Samaritan and of the prodigal son. Notice how Jesus never berates the crowd for feeling harassed and helpless. He gets to the heart of the matter pretty quickly because his compassion always moves him to action, healing and curing, casting out, raising up. His gut-driven response to the people was aimed at their sense of panic, as perhaps they felt their own stomach bottoming out, becoming lost and harassed and helpless. This gut-driven compassion wells up from the deepest part of Jesus' being. And I can just imagine that Jesus sometimes feels he has to gut it out with us at times. But you know what? He always does that. Over and over again, he's with us, and he's moved to love and compassion. He gets in there, into our own little worlds, with those gut feelings of his, and shows us the way to healing and reconciliation and wholeness. He really sees us as we are. He feels our needs, he experiences our pain and sorrow, and is gripped with compassion. Then here's the other thing. When Jesus sees a great need, he shows compassion and gifts us with grace. Good news indeed. But he also sends out others on a mission to serve those in need. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority. And as you go, proclaim the good news, cure the sick and raise the dead, cleanse the lepers and cast out demons. You received without payment, give without payment. Jesus calls us to go out and serve too. He calls us to compassion and love and mercy and forgiveness. And Jesus gives us the guts and the grace to do his work, to be his hands and heart in the world. This isn't an easy task. At times, we don't act on our gut feelings of compassion. We don't feel we have the strength to make things right. And we resign ourselves to just gutting through it, gritting our teeth and hanging on for dear life. And we usually want something in return. We have been given the Great Commission to heal the sick, to feed the hungry, clothe the naked, welcome the stranger, to make more disciples, and to be peacemakers. And Jesus doesn't want us to be lost, but wants us to be found. Remember, this was the guy who left 99 sheep on the mountain to go in search of the one lost sheep. We seem to have a human need universally for a shepherd with a heart, don't we? My dad used to say, "No guts, no glory." In other words, it takes courage and heart to get on with our lives at times. It takes courage to help others, to find ways to serve the greatest needs out there, to go for it. And it seems we can find the strength to keep on keeping on, keep on gutting it out, especially with the support of Jesus, with the love of God, and with the prayers of all those around us. Eugene Peterson, in his book, Christ Plays in 10,000 Places, says it this way: Jesus keeps our feet on the ground, attentive to children, in conversation with ordinary people, sharing meals with friends and strangers, listening to the wind, observing the wildflowers, touching the sick and the wounded, praying simply and unselfconsciously. Jesus gives us the grace to go be with those in need. As we have been given grace and faith, we are to bear the good news and love of God to our world today. Jesus asks us to be his disciples, to believe in God, to have the guts to do what we can, and to trust God that God will make it all work. It takes heart and courage and saying yes, and sometimes even laughter like Sarah and Abraham's, to carry on God's work in the world, to get to the heart of the matter. And a really cool thing to remember is this, as the late English theologian Austin Farrer said, we are all members of one another, and one of us is Jesus Christ. So, are there places in your life where you feel you're just gutting it out? Are there things that you have a gut feeling about? Are there things about which you think you don't have the guts to accomplish? Take heart. The compassion of Jesus has already surrounded all of us, and not only gives us the strength and courage to change and to be changed, but also sends us out to put love in action with all whom we encounter. Jesus asks us to be who we are as children of God, and we're not expected to be perfect, just to be faithful, alert, engaged, aware, open-hearted, compassionate, loving, and yes, a bit gutsy. I love this quote by Ralph Waldo Emerson: go forth into the busy world and love it. Interest yourself in its life. Mingle kindly with its joys and sorrows. The needs are great and the workers are few, but the Lord of the harvest is with us. And remember Jesus' promise: he will be with us unto the end of the ages. Amen.